Chapter 2. Lacrasta. Jenny Calder. Grimalkin was the first to reach Tom. She lifted him out of the mud and carried him in her arms like a child, pushing through the crowd and ignoring even the prince. She was hurrying back towards the camp. I ran after her, calling her name, but she never even glanced back. Soon we were back in the tent where we had washed the corpse, which now seemed very much alive. Grimalkin laid Tom on the pallet and covered him with a blanket. He was breathing and giving the occasional moan, but he didn't open his eyes. "Tom! Tom!" I cried, kneeling beside him, but Grimalkin pushed me away.
"Leave him, child! He needs to sleep deeply,"
she commanded, giving me a glimpse of her pointy teeth. She seemed concerned, but angry too. Being a seventh daughter of a seventh daughter, one of my gifts is that of empathy. But it didn't work with the witch assassin. Perhaps she had magical barriers in place. Soon, Prince Stanislav, escorted by four guards, came to see Tom. He had a brief animated conversation with Grimalkin in the local language, Loster. She didn't bother to translate for me, so I don't know exactly what was said. Though sometimes I can read people's thoughts, and the prince's mind was open to me. He was excited and astonished and filled with rapture, believing that he had witnessed a miracle. He was happy for Tom, too, happy that he still lived, and fervently wished for a full recovery. But beneath all these thoughts was calculation. Already he was anticipating using Tom as a figurehead to rally more troops and launch an attack upon the Cabalus. After the departure of the prince, we were left alone in the tent. Grimalkin sat beside Tom, staring down into his face while I paced back and forth in agitation, my mind racing with what I had seen. I longed to ask Grimalkin how he was doing, but her expression was forbidding. At last, I blurted out my question. "Will he get better?" I asked. "Is it possible?"
"Come here, child," Grimalkin told me. "Look at this."
I approached the Lord.